Tomorrow's referendum asks La Crosse voters if the city administrator position should be established and if some of the mayor's duties should be removed. Along with responsibilities, the mayor's salary would also be reduced. Supporters say an administrator will save the city money in the long run and create a more effective government that can work together better. Diane Brudos is the board chair of the La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce, which supports the position.
It clarifies who's in charge. You know, you don't have a bunch of people that are kind of in charge. It all falls on one person that you can identify who it is. This is who you go to if you want to get something done.
Many elected officials support hiring a city administrator, but opponents say it's a costly position. It adds unnecessary bureaucracy, and the city administrator would be accountable to city council members rather than voters. La Crosse Tea Party coordinator Greg Luce says city council already spends too much money. He says tomorrow's Republican primary could work to the opposition's advantage.
I believe people of a conservative or Republican bent are probably more likely not to want more government and less accountable government.
The city administrator position is also opposed by the La Crosse Tavern League. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.